The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 4th of July. Yes, happy Independence Day, USA. 2019. All the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days, we're getting you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. All right, let's get the story out of the way. Facebook, Instagram, were we having problems yesterday? Chances are, yeah. So many things wouldn't load on Facebook or Instagram yesterday. Lots of photos, lots of videos. It was just kind of a pain to browse. Even WhatsApp was having problems. Now, funny enough, we still don't have any clue what caused the outage yesterday. Facebook never really elaborated. All they did was send out a little PR saying, we're aware of the outage is going on. We're working on it. And apparently they worked on it for a good 9 hours. Because that's about how long it took to get everything back up and running smoothly. So, for our UK listeners right now just waking up today, yeah, you should be okay with Facebook and Instagram, as they've already tweeted out, stating that, yeah, everything is back to normal. The Galaxy Fold. Yeah, we're still talking about that thing. Why? Well, apparently because Samsung says, we fixed it. Everything's okay now. Yes, apparently they went back to the drawing board, redesigned the Galaxy Fold so that it addressed all those screen durability issues. And according to Bloomberg, as of yesterday, the old foldable phone should be hitting the shelves sometime soon. Though nobody's willing to confirm a release date just yet. Hence, when they went back to the drawing board, they're also going to have to go back to the manufacturing one, too. One thing we do know for sure, though, if you're expecting it to be unveiled at next month's Galaxy Note 10 event, no. That we can confirm. So, what did Samsung do to fix this huge freaking error? Apparently, they had to make the screen's protective film to make it flow into the bezels, so it would be impossible to peel off by hand. So, yeah, you won't be mistaking this as a screen protector or anything like that. Which some people did. They peeled it off and went, oh crap, I just destroyed my screen. Uber convenient, as I always say. But sometimes, let's have a little spontaneity. Who wants to eat at home when we could dine in? Apparently Uber feels the same. Because coming to Austin, Dallas, Tucson, and San Diego, yep, looks like Uber Eats is rolling out something called Dine In Eats. Pretty much what this new option from Uber Eats service will be is letting you eat your pre-ordered food right in the restaurant. No word yet if this feature is going to be rolling out to everywhere that has Uber Eats. Uber says they're currently just wanting to test this feature out. And finally, here's something that probably shouldn't come as a surprise, but we're still shocked. Alexa, did I just summon your device? I'm sorry. In any case, I'm sure Alexa will just remember what I said anyways. Why? That's because they're keeping transcripts of your conversations. Yes, that's right. Every conversation you're having with Alexa, Amazon is keeping until you manually delete them. Here's something even funnier. Not so funny, but yeah, we'd have to laugh because we've got no choice. Amazon will actually still keep some of your recordings, regardless if you say delete them or not. Apparently, they need to keep some so Alexa knows how to still interact with you, which once again brings up this whole privacy ordeal. But if you really want privacy in 2019, it's best you just don't have an internet connection. I know that sounds harsh, but it's kind of the truth now. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is our website, of course, for everything that's going on at the British Tech Network. You can even get all of our podcasts over there, too, for your listening enjoyment. Give us a like on Facebook at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way tomorrow for your Friday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Thursday, and thank you very much for listening.